Chairman, there was just a vague comment earlier about the impact of the currency. I know that we're obviously a huge importer, probably must be getting close to $1 billion a year. So currency management is a huge issue. We've just seen the biggest ever collapse, short-term collapse in the Australian dollar. I've had a brief look at the table on page 97, which explains the currency hedging and these sort of things. I'm a bit of a layman on these issues, and I'd just like to hear from Stephen on precisely, in his terms, how we have played the currency collapse in the last 6 months. And obviously, with the benefit of hindsight, you can say, well, we should have done this, we should have done that. But I would like to hear the philosophy from Stephen that we have on hedging, you know, given all those companies that went broke 5-6 years ago, like Pasminco. A lot of boards had this, we never ever hedge. You know, Oxiana in this very room used to say, we've had our hedge gene removed. Now, clearly, given what's just happened, maybe some hedging would have been appropriate. So can we hear from Stephen on how we've played it, whether we've changed any policies given this massive collapse that's just happened, is it benefiting us, and how we will play it going into the future, seeing it is such a huge risk that we have to manage. Thanks.
It's a tool of trade, if you will, because we're not in the business of taking currency risk, we're in the business of making it self-evident. So within prudence, we hedge a large percentage of our imported goods, because most of it's in US dollars anyway, although not all of it, most of it. In our treasury does that role for us. They interface, they are the banker, if you will, to our various divisions that Sue spoke of earlier, where they, when an order is anticipated, a certain amount of hedging is put in place for the currency. When that order is received, those hedges are firmed up on specific delivery times.